B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
I just came here to help you raise.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Central piece in DeAndre Hopkins. So an offense that wants to put four guys on the field at the
Dan,
wide receiver position all the time.
For a second. Dan, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. I'm going to cut you off. We have breaking news. I have Jeff. Someone tell me Jeff Darlington is ready to go. Jeff Darlington, our NFL insider, is ready to join us here with some extraordinarily significant news. Jeff, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Greeny, it is now official. Tom Brady will be leaving the New England Patriots. He will be playing his career elsewhere. This is not about where he will be playing. He has not decided that yet, but he will be playing his career elsewhere. He is leaving the New England Patriots. Tom Brady now making that announcement across social media platforms right now, saying to all my teammates, coaches, executives, and staff, Coach Belichick, Robert Kraft, and the Kraft family, and the entire organization, I want to say thank you for the past 20 years of my life and the daily commitment to winning and creating a winning culture built on great values. He does go on to say that I have benefited from all of you and all that you have given me. I have cherished every opportunity I have had to be part of our team, and I love you for all of that. Our team...
Okay, Jeff Darlington, who deserved to break the news, sort of broke the news. I don't know how it all timed out. My guess is the Brady camp told him the post is going to hit at 8:57. What time was it?
Yeah, it was right around 9, yeah.
Whatever. 10. So we're going to post it at 8:56. You can go on the air at 8:56 and announce it simultaneously, which felt like that was. And so Darlington's been the most dialed in on this, the most right on this, and so he... I don't know if he broke it, but there you go. That's what it sounded like on ESPN. Do you think there's something to the timing, Maz?
I do.
I
do, and this is where I give the Brady camp some credit as to how they handled this thing, because the preliminaries up to now are behind the scenes, right? They're all sort of tampering. And so I think Brady got an idea as to who had interest. And look, it probably advanced farther than I'm suggesting. But the point being this... I have always felt that if you're another team, what's your biggest concern? And that is Brady's using me to go back to the Patriots.
He's not really going to
Right.
Lose.
I think in that way, Brady had a credibility problem. He had a credibility problem with potential suitors because everybody said, he's going back to New England. He's not going to leave the Patriots. Brady's going to stay in New England. So Brady got some people lined up. Yeah, we have interest, but we want to make sure that you're leaving. Then the tampering period opens, and based on report by Ian Rappaport, two teams put $30 million a year on the table, the Chargers and Tampa Bay. So Brady now knows now there's money on the table. So he goes and sees Robert Kraft and says, I'm out. I'm just letting you know I'm going elsewhere. I have some good offers, and I'm going to go play somewhere else. Then, because he tells the teams, just sit tight because I have to tell the Patriots goodbye. Since you have said you are willing to invest, yep. I'm going to tell them goodbye, and now you know I'm serious.
Yep.
And now you play them off against each other. Again, he's probably already farther down the road than that, but I think it went off something like that.
Well, so do you think, and I know people speculated this, do you think he's trying to drum up a market, meaning he had to do this because other teams weren't involved? Or was it just the final step to prove to the Chargers and the Bucks that he's for real?
No, I think it's the final step.
Yeah,
so
I do too.
So it's not an act of desperation.
No.
Hey, everybody,
no,
I'm
no,
available.
No. I think teams said, yeah, we're interested, but honestly, if you want us to tell you the truth, we think you're going to go back to New England. So we don't want to get used. And Tom says, okay, I'll tell you what. Make an offer on the 16th, and if we're in the ballpark, I'll tell the Patriots that night they're out. Because I'm serious. And they said, okay, we'll play along, but you got to tell him that night. Fine. So he goes and tells Robert, I'm out. Now here it is. It's announced. It's out there. Now, if you're the Chargers or you're Tampa Bay or you're the Raiders, maybe they've been hanging on the edge too. Don't you have confidence that he's serious now the Patriots are out?
Yeah, sure.
We got statements from Belichick. We get statements from Kraft. It's over. He's leaving New England.
Yeah, I didn't think this was any kind of like act of desperation at all. What that was last night to me is it was the classy breakup. Most people nowadays, you break up via text. He did it face-to-face after 20 years, and Robert is obviously, I think he does love him as a son, but this thing has been over. It's been over for a while. Brady cleared his head with his family being in Costa Rica. He's back. I think he's known what team it is. The team has known that signing him for a while now, and he just broke up face-to-face last night. That's all it was.
It's so interesting. The team could have leaked it, but they wanted Brady to announce it because he's leaving us, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't fire him. He quit. We want him. We would have worked it out. He's the one that wanted to leave. So they were more than happy. Usually, almost every time, they want to control that narrative.
Yeah. Yes.
And they make sure to. This one, no, he's leaving us, folks. He's the one that, so they let him announce it. No problem.
Yep, no question. Absolutely. Because the PR, again, huge part of this story, right? And in some ways, like, I guess what I'm saying, I think he strung them along. Let me just keep the Patriots on my hip until I know for sure that there were a couple other real deals there.
Right.
And then as soon as I have a couple of real deals, I'll tell the Patriots to go pound sand.
Or maybe he was also kind of holding out hope that they would do the right thing and, you know, come over the top and overpay him. Now, meanwhile, deep down knowing they never would, but maybe there was a chance that Robert would get involved again, and that wasn't the case.
I think he was gone last summer.
Feels that way, right?
I think he was gone last summer. And that's not that he couldn't have been convinced to stay. He could have. But, I mean, the real estate, the family, that whole thing. It's just, it's really hard to ignore that. And, but, you know, no matter how many times you say it, no matter how many times you saw other athletes do it, LeBron and his family moved to Los Angeles and his kids get put into school in Los Angeles. And what does that tell you? I mean, you just follow the real estate, follow the family. I think that's telling, really, really telling. And that's why we pay so much attention to these reports of Giselle looking at schools in Nashville, Brady buying real estate in Las Vegas. I think that's all telling. I think it's a tell. And so I do. I put stock into all that. I think it's important. I think it's, you know, clear, despite the tabloids, that Brady wants to be close to his family and that, you know, they're going to be a unit as much as they can, I think. And so follow all that. So that's why I still like, I wonder if the Giants are still a dark horse there. That he's, you know, he wants to be in New York. That's where his family is. His kids, I think, go to school in Connecticut, can like reverse commute out of Manhattan, something like that. And if he could be there in any way, shape, or form, and Darlington even mentioned it. You know, Darlington mentioned it, one of the cuts we played, that if he can be close to New York, that's great. But that doesn't mean he wouldn't go to Los Angeles. So I think ideally, his number one choice might be the Giants, for crying out loud, just as it relates to that. So I do think that's telling. But anyway, we continue with your thoughts. Tom Brady, gone. Truly one of the most seismic stories of our sporting lifetime or anyone's sporting lifetime. And it's not fully over. Where is he going and who's he going to be replaced by? Those things are on the table as well. Frank in Rosendale. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Michael. Landline, just for you, brother.
Okay.
Listen, here's the deal. I know I agree with you 1,000%. He was done as of last summer. But, however, the thing with Tampa Bay, you guys don't think that, why is it embarrassing when he goes to Tampa Bay? He's got 8 home games in warm weather. 4 of the remaining games are in either warm weather or domes. What, you couldn't see him going 11-5 and making that team relevant?
Hell yeah. Oh, you
absolutely.
Bet.
Absolutely. With that receiving core?
Frank, I got over the quote-unquote embarrassment of Tampa last week. I changed my mind on that last week.
Me too. I mean, it's, I don't know, it may not be the best comparison, but Kurt Warner was able to make the Cardinals somewhat relevant about 10 years ago when he went there and they had that Super Bowl run. And the talent that they have there, he can win there.
No one was laughing at the Cardinals when they went to the Super Bowl that year.
Right.
I mean, you changed the narrative. Now they've gone right back to being the Cardinals.
Sure. Right, right.
But for a few years there, that was a relevant team that, you know, went to a Super Bowl and almost won the damn thing.
You bet. You bet. And Brady can do the exact same thing in Tampa.
I don't dispute the impact he could have down there. I just think he deserves better than the Bucks.
He does.
Like, again, it's got to be L.A. or Vegas or Dallas or, I get, you know, the Bucks.
The Buccaneers are beneath him. They are. They are beneath him as a organization. They are beneath him as a franchise and a city. It's beneath him.
Totally.
Brady's better than that.
Especially the city.
Okay. However, if it's a good football fit and he wins down there, no one's going to be saying that.
No, true. I mean, it's all about how he plays. I just think that he could do better.
Adam and Lowell, your reaction.
Hey, guys. Mr. Kraft, it's poor form of him to not own the decision to do backboarding and be like, well, if it was up to me, he would have stayed. No, just own the decision. I know it's a tough call, but own the decision. And Belichick, you finally got what you asked for. The goat's out the door, so now you better hit the ground running. If these two next seasons don't go well, he doesn't nail these two drafts, we go 6-10 two seasons, and Mr. Kraft's walk gets a little lighter. Yeah, we'll be calling for his job, especially if he promotes little Spalding Jr. to defensive coordinator. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Yep, 2 6-10s with bad drafts. Yep. Mm-hmm. Not good. But, I mean, let's define success. You know, what to you is success this year? With Jared Stidham as your quarterback.
You got to win the division.
Making the playoffs.
Yeah, agreed. Especially if there's not going to be 7 per conference.
No, making the playoffs.
7 of the 16 teams? Get one of those 7.
Yeah, if they go 10-6, they should get in.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. I mean, to me, that even transcends the record. If you can win your division at 9-7, I'll give it to them. Win the division, get a home game, maybe even win that puppy. Successful season, my opinion.
I mean, the division should be a hell of a lot more competitive this year. And so, you know, I'm not telling you it's changed into the NFC West, but Miami's clearly better. They were better at the end of the year, and they beat the Patriots here in Week 17, and Buffalo was in the playoffs. So the division should be a little more, and the Patriots are worse.
So does that appeal to anyone out there that you now actually will watch the standings in your division?
It's a fight now.
Does that appeal to anyone?
Because it does to me.
It really appeals to me that you, like everybody else now, you actually have to, if not watch it, but pay attention to what the Bills did and what the Jets did and what the Dolphins did and look at the standings and look at the record and look at the games behind, and actually fight for the division. It's going to be, for me, I'm looking forward to that. That is refreshing to me.
Look, as it pertained to the AFC East,
you've been too good.
Right, the Patriots sucked the life out of it.
You've been too good.
For the first time in 20 years, AFC East games are actually going to be interesting.
Yes, and you'll, for the first time in 2 decades, you'll look at the standings. Think of that. You'll look at the standings.
I think in a lot of ways it's refreshing and it's good for the Patriots and their fans. I think that there's new challenges here. This is a good thing. It might not feel that way today because, again, I understand the sadness. I do. He is a once in a – I don't even want to say once in a generation. He's a once in a lifetime, this guy. Once in a lifetime kind of player.
We continue with the reaction to Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots, both nationally and yours, right after this.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate
it. Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Central piece in DeAndre Hopkins. So an offense that wants to put 4 guys on the field at the wide receiver position all the time.
Dan, I'm going to cut you off for a second. I'm going to cut you off. We have breaking news. I have Jeff. Someone tell me Jeff Darlington is ready to go. Jeff Darlington, our NFL insider, is ready to join us here with some extraordinarily significant news. Jeff, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Greeny, it is now official. Tom Brady will be leaving the New England Patriots. He will be playing his career elsewhere. This is not about where he will be playing. He has not decided that yet, but he will be playing his career elsewhere. He is leaving the New England Patriots. Tom Brady now making that announcement across social media platforms right now, saying to all my teammates, coaches, executives, and staff, Coach Belichick, Robert Kraft, and the Kraft family, and the entire organization, I want to say thank you for the past 20 years of my life and the daily commitment to winning and creating a winning culture built on great values. He does go on to say that I have benefited from all of you and all that you have given me. I have cherished every opportunity I have had to be part of our team, and I love you for all of that. Our team...
Okay, Jeff Darlington, who deserved to break the news, sort of broke the news. I don't know how it all timed out. My guess is the Brady camp told him the post is going to hit at 8:57. What time was it?
It was right around 9, yeah.
Whatever. So it's going to, we're going to post it at 8:56. You can go on the air at 8:56 and announce it simultaneously, which felt like that was. And so Darlington's been the most dialed in on this, the most right on this. And so he, I don't know if he broke it, but there you go. That's what it sounded like on ESPN. Do you think there's something to the timing, Maz?
I do.
I
do, and this is where I give, again, I give the Brady camp some credit as to how they handled this thing, because the preliminaries up to now are behind the scenes, right? They're all sort of tampering. And so I think Brady got an idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
I don't believe he's got his decision right now, but clearly he's got enough of a decision and enough of an idea to know that he's not going back to New England. But this is the type of thing that we've been saying here for a while now. Jeff Darlington said it. We've been talking about it on the show. Again, the signs all along, the breadcrumbs led out of Foxborough. There was nothing that took place within the last 7-8 months that would lead you to believe that Tom Brady was going to return to New England. Again, let's keep it all in mind and let's go back and retrace some of the history. He voided his contract, which actually voids today, is the day that the last 2 years on the deal void. He set it up to void that way. He set it up to become a free agent. There were no substantive contract talks at all between the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, despite the fact that there's been speculation that there would be, that the Patriots would come strong. Never happened. Tom Brady was open-minded about leaving New England and basically exploring what was out there, listening to other teams. Yesterday, the negotiating period opened. It was the first day he was allowed to hear from other teams. Again, there's been nothing over the last 7-8 months that suggests to you that Tom Brady wanted to return to New England.
Again, that's Schefter. Adam Schefter, Jeff Darlington. Locally, maybe a guy like Curran. Those guys, they're a little bit exasperated because it's like, no. We haven't been making this up. We've been telling you actually what's coming out of Brady's camp and how Brady feels. It's not just because you don't like what we're saying doesn't mean it's fake news. Like, and that this whole thing has taken hold in this country, like a bigger conversation. It's just so annoying. It's like, just because you don't like the news doesn't mean it's a lie. Okay. So these guys, Schefter and Darlington, are like, we've been telling you, and if you don't want to believe us, well, just look at everything that's happened since last August. It didn't come to a contract. He asked to have the franchise tag taken off. The house goes on the market. The family moves the second their school semester ends. They're gone before the season even ends. The house is empty. They're in New York. The kids are in school in Connecticut. He hasn't come, you know, like, it's like, just, they don't sign, they don't talk, they haven't negotiated, the Pats haven't made an offer. Now we're in the legal tampering period, and there's still no talks, there's still no offer. Why are you so convinced? What has led you to believe he's coming back? And, you know, the answer is, it's just the perception, like, don't tell me he's actually leaving. I can't believe he would leave. Don't tell me he's going to the Bucks. And I'm sort of in this camp. It's like, he's not going to leave. But that's the only thing that you had. That's the only reason you would think that he wasn't leaving. Just that sort of guttural reaction to, he's not going to go.
Yeah, you're pinning it to hope.
Hope. And there's, there was no empirical evidence to lead to any other conclusion. And that's why those guys are kind of exasperated.
Yeah, again, really, the take all the rhetoric out of it. The evidence said he was getting ready to leave. The evidence said it. I go back to, I remember the day we were sitting here and we heard the report that Tom Brady asked for the franchise tag to be taken out of the agreement and the Patriots gave it to him. I was shocked that day. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. They're going to let him walk?
No, it's because it's something like that is just unfathomable for people like that. The Tom Brady's going to leave after 20 years and all this success. Like I said, I find it in an odd twist of fate how this has kind of played out, how this pandemic's played out, because I was part of that too. Like, that's another country's problem. That can't possibly be real. I ain't got nothing to worry about. The world's not going to shut down. Well, here we are. And the same with Tom Brady. Like, on the one end, I did expect it in a sense, but it still is jarring to wake up and hear that this morning. Like, holy crap, he actually did it.
I mean, everything they relayed was what the Brady camp was saying.
Yep.
The only question I think we all had, and I'd be willing to bet even Curran and those guys, at the end of the day, would Tom pull the trigger?
Would he change his mind?
Right. Right. Would he have the balls at the end of the day to actually do it?
And that's how I felt, despite all the crumbs. And Lord knows he's dropped enough over the last year, from the house to the kids and everything else. I just still didn't think he would have the balls to do it. I really didn't.
In a lot of ways, I have new respect for him. The one thing I would argue with him on is a little too late. You should have done this earlier. But in the same breath, he won 6 titles and went to 9 Super Bowls.
Yeah, he hasn't had a bad run.
No, no. I mean,
it's been pretty decent.
So, you know, it's he just had enough.
So, again, Darlington Schefter all over it. So it's you should listen to him. And so here's just pick up Schefter on that take. Let's hear what he has to say, what else he has to say about Brady. Billy, if you could, please.
And I don't think this is a football decision only. I think this is a life decision. This is a decision that involves him, his wife, his children, his family, his lifestyle, his TB12 models. So it goes beyond just football. And someone said last week, why is there tension? Why is there stress? Why does he want to leave New England? What's wrong there? And I don't think it's a negative situation. This was a group that was together for 20 years that won 6 Super Bowls that accomplished more than any combination in history. This was just a situation where basically, we said this yesterday, if you're on your job for 20 years, you're in your marriage 20 years, there are people that decide to just leave their jobs. There are people who decide to end their marriages. There are people who just want a new challenge, want to do something different. And I think that's where he's been at. And he's been at that point all season long. And the people didn't want to believe it. They didn't. They couldn't imagine him wearing any other helmet but the New England Patriots helmet. But this is what it has led to all along. This has been building. The signs have pointed to this. Nobody could believe it. Nobody wanted to accept it. Again, nothing ever happened between him and the Patriots here. It never got to an advanced stage. It never got close. But Tom Brady announced this morning again that he's taking his talents elsewhere. He'll be playing elsewhere in 2020. And now that's official. And now we try to figure out where he will wind up.
Yes, both of you have been saying that.
You can cut it there. So certainly the thing I left out too is his body language during the year. Oh, it was piss-ass poor. Yeah, miserable. The most miserable 12-4 quarterback I've ever seen. So, like, that, it was that, too. There was no joy in the job for him this year. You could tell that. We just all sort of ignore it. We all, you know, you didn't want to believe it because you just couldn't wrap your head around the thought that Tom Brady would leave this team and, as Adam said there, put on a different helmet. And I'm sort of in that camp. It's like, he ain't leaving. He wouldn't do this.
Don't you think, in retrospect, that body language you're talking about, too, all spun off of the contract? In other words, he went into the year knowing this is it. They didn't give me my deal. Now they're daring me to leave, and I got to go.
Is this the right move for him, Mess?
Yes, it is. It's the right move for him because, again, if he wants to play football at a high level again, the only place that's going to happen is somewhere else. It just ran its course here, and I remember saying this on the final day of the year or the day after, you know, the Monday after they lost to Tennessee. We sat here and I said, it's time. It's time. We all wish it could go on forever, but they needed to go their separate ways. They need it as much as he does.
And I think there's truth to this. And this should be Robert's spin. It shouldn't be, you know, Robert's trying to spin it like Brady asked to leave. We would have had him. We would have signed him. But he wanted to leave, which, again, I think is gross. Blaming Brady so overtly on day one. I don't like it. He doesn't have to do that. Because I do think, and I think it's genuine to say, we just weren't right for each other at this time. I mean, Bill's got 5 years left. He wants to catch Shula, but he's got a handful of years left. And if you want to set your organization up for the best and put your organization in the best position for the next 10 years, the next generation, you're best to give Belichick the most runway on the new quarterback. I've felt that for a long time, that Bill should be the one to draft, develop, sign, develop, whatever, however he works it out, to, you know, to get that next guy, the next Brady, the next Garoppolo as close as he can and push you into the next era. And you want Belichick doing that more than anyone else. And the longer Brady stays, the less opportunity he has to do that. Okay? It's also not smart business, especially after you've won six championships and you've done everything there is to do, to devote big money in multiple years to a 43-year-old guy. That's not smart for you. Okay? So for the Patriots, Brady doesn't make sense for him anymore. Brady, he wants to go to 45. He's still got football left. He wants a real contract and a team that's ready to go with people that surround him that can win. Okay? And this isn't really the spot for him there. Tampa makes more sense for him. There's other teams that make more sense for him.
Totally.
I don't think it's making it up or being Pollyannish or putting a spin on it by saying it's actually best for both sides that this happens. That should be their spin. It shouldn't be Brady asked to leave. We would have had him if he would have stayed. That's wrong.
So the one thing I would also criticize the Patriots for is, you know, they should have probably told Tom that earlier. And maybe they did. I don't know. You know, it's possible that they should have said to him, look, Tom, this is it. So when we get to the end of the deal, you know, that way the final year might not have been as tough for Brady as it was. Because he was miserable.
But are you surprised, though? Because, you know, and even things outside of the actual football, they always have to win.
I know.
They got to win, you know? So, of course, it was going to play out this way.
But I mean, it's
unbecoming.
But, you know, usually when teams say we mutually parted ways, what was the Red Sox thing with Alex Cora?
Oh, yeah, they mutually agreed. You know, to part ways.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you get it right.
99 times out of 100, it's complete bullcrap.
Of course.
I think in this case, there's some truth to it.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's best for both of them.
It's best for both. It works for both. They can both mute. So, like, I'm surprised they're not giving me that usual piece of bullcrap, which in this case is actually kind of true. The bullcrap is Robert Kraft saying, we would have signed him. He didn't want to be here. Like, don't do that.
No, totally.
Now's the day to give me the mutually agreed to part ways business.
Yeah, and the only thing is, though, that Brady wants to leave because they won't commit to him. Like, I can't ignore that part of it. He was, if all the deals were on the table, if the deals were all the same from all the teams out there, he'd come back. He didn't want to leave New England, per se. He just wanted the commitment.
Tom Brady, gone, as promised. Your reaction right after Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
Do you believe that Tom Brady wanted to leave, or do you believe that Bill Belichick really didn't mind him leaving?
I understand what Mr. Kraft is talking about. In the end, you know, was it Tom's decision to leave? Yes. I mean, in the end, if the player's like, okay, this is what they're telling me over here, and this is what I can get other places. So you got to make your choice. So in the end, you know, Tom makes the decision that it's time to move on. Do I think that it would have been Tom's number one choice to stay with New England? Absolutely. If the situation was right and he felt comfortable about coming back, I believe he would have come back.
But the past did not make it worth his while. You would have thought on that Teddy Bruschi comment there, man?
Yeah, I just think that Bruschi's obviously got relationships still in Foxborough, and he had to walk the line there. But the translation is, they made it easy for him to walk out the door. That's what Bruschi's saying, and I actually give him a little bit of credit for that because, again, he's in a tough spot. So, you know, I cut him slack there. He's got a tremendous relationship with Bill and obviously still with Kraft. But he sits there and said, you know, are you asking me if his first choice is coming to the Patriots? Yeah, absolutely. He knows.
Brady's been asking for an extension for 2 years running. So for the Patriots now to say he wanted to leave is just so disingenuous.
Totally.
And disappointing. It's the only disappointing part of that. It's like, come on, man. He was asking for extensions for years. So he didn't want to leave. I promise, your reaction. Here it is. Seabass in Foxborough. Go ahead, Seabass. Seabass? Okay, I told you we're taking calls. Be ready to go. Rick and Lowell. Hi, Rick.
Hi, how's it going? I think as far as the offense next year, I think the key is loading up on O-line in the draft and getting the ball into playmakers like James Devlin's hands more often. He's a explosive playmaker.
Going to cut you off. Here's Craig. Chris in Connecticut. Go ahead, Chris. Christopher?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yep. Hey. So my thoughts, you guys were talking about Belichick, how now more than ever he's going to be more motivated to win. How is this going to be any different than the 2001 season, you know? Like, yeah, you got your inexperienced quarterback, and he comes in, and they play the same way they played in 2001. How much fun was that?
Yes.
And it's not going to be boring 12-4.
Right. I'm sorry. That's sort of how I feel. I mean, 0-1, you didn't know what they were capable of. So it's going to be – the expectations will be higher because you know what Bill's capable of and how good he is, and he's the greatest of all time. So he's expected to win even without Tom Brady. 0-1, nothing was expected. You know, who the hell knows? It's not a perfect comparison. But – you do get to go back to the time where every week mattered and every win mattered and every win felt good. And you could look at the standings, and it's been a while since you've been able to enjoy a regular season like that. I mean, how many seasons have we had here where it's just, oh my God, you're in a stretch of like 7 or 8 games and not one of them was good.
How about the first 8 of this year?
Yeah, I was going to say the first 2 months of this season.
We go months at a time here without a competitive game or a close score or anything. You know, there's whole swaths of seasons where what you're talking about is why they run up the score, or like there's, and so you get to go back to a time where you actually get to grind out every game, and every game matters, and you have to prepare for every game and treat every opponent seriously, and then look at the standings and have genuine ups and downs and have that sort of thing. And I don't know, I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's a little more, and yes, it's a little selfish. It's easier to do a talk show that way, for sure. The Pats were a hard team to do a talk show on because they were usually right and they usually won. So the essence, the backbone of sports radio is second guessing and criticizing, and that's the essence of sports radio. The Pats made that hard. It's easier when you're 9-7, 10-6, and you have faults. So, like, I admit it, it's a little selfish, but even as a fan, you have to admit, it got a little that just last year.
Any stale. AFC again? Any
it
AFC
was stale.
Game.
It was stale.
Yeah, it's just look. Call me. You know, I don't get me wrong. I understand what's happening here, but at the same time, doesn't the satisfaction come from winning when there's doubt? That's what the satisfaction. If you're just going to want to beat up on people all the time, go play some third graders. What's the fun in that? How about some real competition? Look, it was time. It was time to start over. And I just hope it's Stidham. I will enjoy it so much more if it's Stidham.
Me too.
And I know what you're saying about, like, don't get me wrong, it'd be fun to see what happens with Andy Dalton too. Like, that would be a real litmus test on Belichick. But if it's Stidham and he's actually pretty good, oh, isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And isn't that awesome? Like, Bill did it again.
And you're talking about the talk show, but it's actually what's best for the team. He doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
He doesn't cost you anything. You get to be one of those teams that skates at the quarterback position. And, you know, and we've had, you know, quite a few of these. And that, you know, that's a good spot to be if you can be that team with that great quarterback on a rookie contract and you can build around the guy. Like, that's what you're actually looking for. So maybe you can try and be one of those teams.
It does feel like that's the way it's heading, though. They've been, you know, they're usually notoriously quiet at this time of year anyway, but it feels like they're kind of done in terms of the offense is concerned. Like, that's their quarterback. They might draft someone else, and that's going to be your competition, or it's going to be a low-level retread that they'll bring in just as a backup.
They've certainly spent their money. I mean, they spent it on the guard and the 33-year-old safety. Mike in Wakefield. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, I really, really wanted him to go to the Dolphins because I had this whole fantasy about him building the team, you know, and winning the Super Bowl within 2 years. But I'll tell you why he's going to Tampa Bay. First of all, he wants to go to Tampa Bay so he can go and beat Jimmy Garoppolo in the NFC Championship game and then shake his ass in front of Bill when he wins the 7th Super Bowl with Tampa. But the other reason is
Brady- I'm just going to cut you off. I don't think that's why he's going to Tampa. I think that's silly. I mean, would he like to beat Garoppolo? Yes. All these things, all these little ego things, I think are true, but they aren't the reason he's doing anything for, or doing what he's doing. For example, Belichick wants to prove he can win without Brady. I think that's true, but it's not why they're letting Brady walk.
It's not the impetus, right?
And I think Brady wants to prove he can win without Belichick over his shoulder. But that's not why he's leaving. And would Brady like to beat Garoppolo in an NFC Championship game? Of course. But you think that's the reason he's going to pick the freaking Tampa Bay Buccaneers? What are you, nuts?
No.
So these are all like, you're putting the cart before the horse there. These are all side benefits, things that they actually want. But if they're moving on from Brady because Bill wants to prove for his legacy he can win with another quarterback, that's the wrong reason.
Absolutely the wrong reason. The right reason to move on is that, you know, we have to start over as a franchise at the position. That's the reason to move.
It's best for us long term.
Yes.
That's the answer. It's best for us long term to reset this position.
You know, you said a little while ago, it would have been, had they just said they mutually agreed to part ways, there would have been a lot of truth to that. The whole thing that happened with Manning in Indianapolis, do you remember the press conference they had?
Yeah.
Manning spoke with almost guilty leaving Indianapolis, and it was all believable and true. They just got to a point where it made more sense to split up.
100%.
They could have totally done it that way.
I agree.
And the reason it didn't go that way is because if there was any acrimony, it's because Brady was willing to commit and they weren't. And so that's where the acrimony was. One side really wanted out more than the other one did. And they, you know, because of that, Brady felt like he had to go to market.
So that's it for Tom Brady in New England. Can you believe it? We're going to come back with a really lengthy, excellent retrospective on Tom Brady's career, put together by Howie Sylvester. Is that right? Jim Louth. I'm sorry, Louthy put this together. Former Midday executive producer, now our boss.
One of them.
Yeah, Louthy's our boss.
Yeah, number two in command.
Assistant PD. So Jim Louth put this together, an amazing five-minute retrospective on Tom Brady's career in New England, which is over. Stunningly, which is over. You'll hear that coming back, and we'll continue with your reaction to it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
I remember Belichick walking up to the board and said, wow, this Brady's still on the board.
Back here in New York, our draft coverage continues. It's New Orleans on the clock at pick 200, as we said, bottom of the sixth, end of the sixth round. And among the last six picks taken, a familiar name if you're a college football fan. Tom Brady, the quarterback who all he did was lead this football team, put them in the right position more times than not. And when he got pulled from the game and Drew Henson came in, Michigan football was not as good as it was when Brady was there.
One of the real troubling parts was the Michigan situation. You know, the fact that really they were trying to replace him as their starting quarterback and say, okay, they don't really want this guy as their starting quarterback. They want another guy. Well, what's the problem here? You know, it's a little bit of a red flag there.
Going to New England, Drew Bledsoe, his forte certainly isn't mobility. It's dropping back, throwing the football. Brady can do that, and certainly New England's offense already designed for Bledsoe. Now comes Brady. Can he overcome that lack of mobility?
When you're the 199th pick, it was like, whew. You know, I was thinking about as those other 198 names were called, what the heck I was going to do for the rest of my life.
We already had three quarterbacks at the time. We had just signed our number one quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, for a lot of money.
And then I was happy as could be because I had a direction. We had a starting quarterback there who I could learn a lot from. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the league at the time.
More Pats picks. Sixth round, Antoine Harris, Tom Brady, and David Nugent. These later round picks can make a difference if your scouting department is sharp and you can get a little lucky.
I remember the first time he met me, he called me Kyle Brady. The tight end. All he knew was Brady. So he said, hey, Kyle.
You know, he came down those steps of the old stadium, and he was a skinny bean pole. I still can see it.
I kind of let it go. I mean, I wasn't going to say anything to the owner. I was 22 years old.
And he had a little pizza under his arm.
And I said, hey, Mr. Kraft. I said, I'm Tom Brady.
Yeah, I said, I know who you are. Sixth-round draft choice from Michigan.
And he goes, oh, yeah, of course. You know, I know. You're a quarterback. I've seen you play. You're doing a good job.
And he looked me right in the eye, and he said,
you know, I just want to tell you, it's, You know, one of the best decisions you ever made picking me.
I'm the best decision this organization has ever made.
I remember the phone call. I remember sitting in my office because I said, was the kid cocky? My father said, you know, he wasn't, and there's something about the way he said it. He said, I believe him. So that is an absolute 100% true story.
Was he right? 20, throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell Tompkins, leaping.
He got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
Brady's back!
Now he shoots it long and deep for Troy Brown. He's got it! He's got it! The 15 to the 10 to the 5! Touchdown! 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 And the Patriots win it overtime!
Tom Shortstop, look left, throws for Edelman! Touchdown! Patriots! They're back in the lead in Super Bowl 49!
Tom Brady to Randy Moss, and they each have set NFL records on the go-ahead touchdown for Tom Brady. Touchdown pass number 50.
Diving to the goal line! It's a touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, led by the greatest quarterback.
Look at Brady
in Super Bowl and NFL annals.
I don't assume anything anymore in life. I mean, I don't think anything's really guaranteed to us beyond what we have today. I really feel that way, and I think that's a different approach that I've taken over the years, because you really never know, you know, when your last day may be.
Tom Brady, about to be a six-time champion, takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
Tom's at an elite level. He'd be certainly at the very, very top of all the players that I coach intellectually.
We believe in continuity as long as the performance is there. What happens in businesses like this is you get something good going and then it breaks up.
You can say whatever you want, but look at these diamonds on these fingers. I mean, that speaks for itself. I mean, just shuts a lot of people up.
Which of the rings do you like the best?
My favorite ring. We always said, and I said always, the next one. The next one's the best.
Okay, again, that was Jim Louth putting that together for us here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Maz, if I ask you your number one Tom Brady memory, what is it?
Ooh,
hard question. Sorry to throw it at you.
I would probably say the Seattle game. That's still the best football game I've ever seen. And to be able to come back and beat that team in the fourth quarter, playing the way he played against that defense with those stakes, to me, that's the one to hold up. But the visual, I sort of get a soft spot for the snow game. You know, the Raider game?
Mm-hmm.
That was sort of the one that launched it all in a lot of ways. So the visuals of that game to me were better, but the performance, Seattle. Seattle would be the one.
Fourth quarter, that Super Bowl against Seattle, 13 for 15, buck 24, two touchdowns, down 10 against that defense. That's his Mona Lisa. That's his best moment.
So I always go back to, because I covered it, it's personal. What can I tell you? But just the moments in 2001 when he took the job and won some games, like I always sort of defer to some of those early games in 2001 that he, you know, they were 1-3 here in Foxborough. And they're facing the San Diego Chargers.
The rainy Doug Flutie game.
Yeah, it was Doug Flutie. It was Terry Glenn's one real game for you that year. And they were down 10 in the fourth, and Brady brought you back. I think you won in overtime. And I just sort of, you know, I remember that game, and I remember there were a couple against Indy early on where, you know, so those games where he established himself and they started winning and they started getting on that roll. And those are the games. And then, of course, that Super Bowl against the Rams. Like, I do go all the way back there. Those are the ones that I remember.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like I said, the snow game was him running in for that touchdown, spiking the ball and falling down. Like, you know, now if you were to ask me, like, I'll tell you what one I think is a little underrated in retrospect might have been his last great sort of moment with the Patriots was the Chiefs game in Kansas City. That fourth quarter in overtime on third down, he was just money time and time again.
That probably was the last.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was just, again, it was just a sort of that reminder of when it's all on the table, Brady's still there. He's still there and other teams still have to contend with Brady. So that one, you know, that one will always, to me, resonate as well. But, oh God, with him, there were so many of them. I mean, there were just so many. The Atlanta game in the Super Bowl It was ridiculous.
Right, going through trying to pick up sound to make montages for the next few days. Just even some of the stuff you forget. Like the fourth quarter, even against the Panthers. Like there's so many balls, rip your heart out throws. Like, Jesus, this guy. Like, how many times did he do it? And there's so many, like you say, you forget them.
So, not sure if that's for today. We just did a little bit there, the Brady retrospective. I think we're going to have some time on our hands the next couple of weeks and months. So yeah. We're going to be getting to all of it. But really more the immediacy of the news today. It can't be surprising. And if you ignored the reporting, then shame on you. Seriously, because there were some really good, serious reporters just telling you what they knew and what they were hearing directly from the source. And if you didn't want to believe them, then that's on you. So, but it shouldn't be totally surprising that Brady's leaving, because there's certainly been enough people telling you that Brady's looking to leave. It still is stunning. It is stunning. And it hits you in the gut. This morning, when just before 9, Tom Brady releases the fact that he is no longer a New England Patriot and will be moving on. And that's what we are reacting to. Your thoughts to all of it. Why did he leave? Did the Pats even want him? Is this the right move for him? Is this the right move for the team? Who will the fans blame? Where is he going? All of that with you and your reaction. After Murray's 90-second update, there are no commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
15 seconds to go. No timeouts for the Pats. We don't know if they're the final 15 seconds in the Patriots' career of Tom Brady. But as he stands in the end zone out of the gun, this crowd letting him know how they feel. White to his right. Sanu in short motion with the right as Brady takes the snap. Drops back. Fires underneath for Sanu. Ball's tipped. Intercepted by Logan Ryan, who hops into the end zone. A pick six.
Was that fitting?
To end it. Here in the postseason with 9 seconds to go.
Brady, who threw a pick six last week against Miami, has back-to-back pick six games for the first time in his career.
I'm going to tell everyone right now that I believe Tom Brady's coming back to play. This is a guess.
Okay.
I think he's coming back to play. What I saw out of him, not only today, but when I watched him this year, he is not done. He needs help around him. Now, where he's going to play, is it here? Is it, that's what I think he's coming back, and I think he's going to be very motivated to possibly show people
this will be a
that at that next stage,
out.
He's not done.
So that is how it ended for Tom Brady. It felt that way at the time. Felt like it could be that at the time. January 4th, wild card game against the Tennessee Titans at late pick six. And that's it. So that is it for Tom Brady as a member of the New England Patriots. It's Felger Maz here, presented by DraftKings from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We continue with your reaction to that all day long. Real quick, before we go back to the phones, Maz, a couple other deals that I think are comps to Brady have shaken out across the league. Drew Brees back to the Saints, 2 years, $50 million, $25 million a year. Phillip Rivers to the Colts on a one-year deal, $25 million a year. What should Brady get?
He'll get 30. And he'll get 2 years and 30. Maybe 3. I don't know. But it'll be more akin to Brees than it would to Rivers. And it should be noted that with Brees, he took the same deal he had last time, even though the cap went up.
Correct. So he's actually a little bit of a cut, if you want to.
Right. So in theory, really, and we did the math before on this, he should come in around 27 and a half, 28, which is why Brady should come in at 30. So Brees undersold himself a little, but he wanted to stay in New Orleans, never really went to market. Rivers did go to market and get 25. Brady should get 30 guaranteed over 2 years at least.
What if Brady comes in under the 25 mark? Do you look at the Patriots even more? Or
yeah,
would
sure.
a fan have a right to look at the Patriots and say, "You?"
Yeah.
He accepted below market from the effing Buccaneers, and
no,
you wouldn't
no question
you wouldn't take care of them.
Sure. Yeah, they absolutely should look at that. Yep, but, absolutely.
But in a way they have an out, though, because they can just say, well, see, he truly didn't want to be here. You know, we could have given him that, but well, he didn't want to be here.
But they didn't. They offered him 1 year and less than what he made last year. What he made last year was 23. So according to our buddy Dale, who I believe, because I think this is how the Patriots have handled it and Bills handled it, they offered him a 1 year deal at less than 23. Tom Keegan in the Herald, who felt like he had a lot of good insight there, was said between 15 and 20. It might have been in the teens, for all we know.
Yeah.
1 year, $18 million. I wouldn't surprise me one bit if that's where the offer was.
And it was Field Yates who had the tweet that they offered a two-year deal at the end of the summer, right? Wasn't that Field Yates?
Well, no, it's Field Yates who said Brady was the one who decided he didn't want extra years last summer.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. So my guess is that...
I mean, so implying the Patriots offered multiple years and Brady didn't want an extension.
Yeah, because they would have offered him 2 years, 25 total, 12 and a half per, right, or something like that.
Total bullcrap.
With incentives or something to that effect. So if the deal is, you know, less than what we're expecting, will the Patriots look bad? Yeah, absolutely they will. No two ways about it.
Okay, we continue with your reaction, Boston. Steve in Boston. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, guys. You know, I mentioned this a while back. Regarding, you know, either you had Brady or you had Belichick. And I think that Kraft actually, you know, he threw it in with Brady. He had to because he wanted to keep Belichick. And I can understand that for a generation that grew up on Brady. But I'm telling you, I am excited about what Belichick is going to do with this team.
Me too.
You know, I mean, you know, not to say that Brady became a little bit of a diva and everything else prior to that and so forth, but I'm really excited to see what happens with this team because
me too.
It'll be fun.
Steve, I agree. It'll be fun. And Brady became a little bit of a diva. It's okay to say. That's not a big rip job of him. But he got a little diva-ish, especially if this thing is true that he just wanted to be shown the love by the coach. Like, stop with this. Like, you know, you just want to be treated well in the game balls in the film room. Like, bleh, I hate that if Brady felt that way. So he did get a little diva-ish. And he certainly got less patient for the players around him and less patient for incompetence or youth around him and less willing to work with the people around him, less willing to put in the work in the offseason. Now, you could say it started with the team, and that's what led him to that. But either way, he got a little diva-ish. That's okay to say. And it is exciting to see if Bill has... If Bill's got another act, if he has another act with another quarterback, that's fascinating to see.
No question. Like, think of it.
And even in failure, then we get to dump on him and say, he was this in Cleveland. He was this without Brady. And with Brady, he was that. And then we get to knock his legacy. And not that I'm trying to purposely dump on the guy. I'm just saying these are the sports arguments that we get involved in, and we're going to have some clarity here.
He's got a lot at stake, doesn't he, in
yes,
some ways?
Yes, he does.
So, look, he's going to be the greatest coach of all time, at least in my mind, no matter what. But what if he hits it with Stidham again?
Oh!
Traded Garoppolo and picked the next guy and got it right again?
Oh!
Again.
Oh.
Like, well, you know, let's just say Stidham's good. They go 12-4, and they win the division and get the bye. It'll be ridiculous.
Well, especially if Brady's team, which I think is going to be the Bucs, ends up going like 9-7 and they just miss.
Okay, then what if it goes the other way? What if he goes 6-10?
Oh, let the blowing begin.
Misses the playoffs, and everybody said, oh boy, Bill without Brady. Oh, see, it worked. As long as you had Brady, Bill, you could be the a-hole. You could leverage everybody because you had the quarterback.
Stakes. I love the stakes.
Tremendous stakes for Bill. Tremendous.
But let me tell you this. If they go 6-10 and you know, have to sort of reset and they're not good, it's still the right decision.
Oh, sure it is.
It's still the right decision. You've got to move on at some point, as we got the graphic behind me. Like, you have to turn the page. It's not smart, especially if you've won. Like, these other teams are different. Tampa needs to do something, and the Chargers need to do something. They haven't won in so long that they have to do. The Chargers have never won. They have to take a chance. The Patriots are just coming off the greatest run in Super Bowl history. They should be more concerned about having a good next decade versus hanging on for one more. So even if the long way of saying, even if they go 6-10, it's still the right move. It's still the right move. They got to turn the page. Linda in Burlington, your reaction.
Hi, Falga. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
You know, I think a lot of the blame has to go to Brady here. You know, we keep talking about Kraft. We keep talking about Belichick. But you know what? Brady played the fans like puppets. Last year, totally miserable. He was miserable. when did this all start? Well, my family believes, I got little grandchildren that wear the number 12 jersey every Sunday. We look forward to it. This has been going on since Deflategate. Brady got thrown under the bus a little bit with that, but then his man toy on the sideline, Guerrero, he didn't want him there. Belichick didn't want him there. He overrode Belichick and went to Kraft. You know what that's like when you override your coach? You know, so I just think a lot of this should lie on Brady. He packed up his home. He put it on the market. He was going, am I coming back? Am I not coming back? He's been playing the fans' head game, since the end of the season last year.
Okay,
but
Linda.
We put up with his puss on the sideline.
Yeah, but we all had to put up with that sour puss, right? I agree. But did Brady intimate to you that he's coming back?
No.
No.
So, like, what did he say? And I'm not on all of his effing social media nonsense, but has he strung the fans along?
No. I think what he did was avoid saying, I'm not coming back. He just didn't say that when he probably knew he wasn't coming back.
He's giving you enough clues. It's just up to you whether or not you actually wanted to buy into it or not. But no, I don't think he strung anyone along. And ultimately, he doesn't owe the fans anything. He really doesn't.
I'm with Murray on this. He gave you 20 unbelievable years. What are you complaining about? And the other thing, just quickly, because she said she thinks it started with Deflategate. I think it started with the day they drafted Garoppolo. Once that happened, then all of a sudden it was, Bill was goosing him, which Brady needed at that time, even if he doesn't want to admit it yet. But I think that sort of started it. And then, then Deflategate, and then it's
the contracts and Guerrero.
All of it.
I think that's fair. Gio in Rhode Island. Hi, Gio.
Hey, so I think that this is better for both sides. One, you've got Stidham, who's got 3 years left on his rookie deal, so they can literally rebuild in any way that they want. Plus, they have $130 million in cap space next year, so they don't have to worry about a huge quarterback salary liability. And then the other is Brady's going to go to the Bucs with a coach who's won Coach of the Year two times and an absolutely stacked offense instead of having to compete with the Pats against the loaded Bills. With a depleted defense and no weapons.
Against the loaded Bills. I like your call, except for the loaded Bills part.
Now the Bills are loaded.
But thank you for the call, Gio. I do. I think it's best for both sides. I do. I think it's best for both sides. And if they want to spin us today, spin us on that. Because there's some truth to it. It's some truth to it. Brady, at this juncture, on the kind of contract he's going to get, does not make sense for you. Where you are at as an organization and what Brady wants as a person and what his family wants, you do not make sense for him. He's benefited by going somewhere else. You're benefited by turning the page here and doing something else here. And it's I said this earlier, 99 times out of 100, when a team says we mutually agree to part ways and it's best for all parties, it's bullcrap. The Alex Cora thing most recently with the Red Sox is bullcrap. This has some truth to it. This has some truth to it. So when I hear Robert Kraft this morning calling around to media people saying that we would have re-signed him, but he wanted to leave, that if Brady wanted to stay here, there was a deal done for him, and purposely blaming Brady for this breakup, that disappoints me. I think it's unnecessary. I think it's unnecessary and weak to blame Tom Brady when Tom Brady's been asking the team for years for an extension, and they've given nothing but crap offers. And so I think it's disingenuous. I think it's weak. And I don't think you need to do it.
I also think it's further proof, again, that they always have to win. You know, it's not just about the football. It's everything from Deflategate, anything, these off-field type of issues. They always have to come out on top.
I think no one should blame Robert Kraft. I think you should give him credit. I think this is the right call for the organization. It's a tough call. And it's the right call. So own it. Don't blame Brady for this. That's ridiculous. I don't agree with that.
But don't you think you give him credit for staying out of the way? In other words, that Bill was the one who
Robert
said, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, 'cause
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think Robert actually made this call. So whoever you're going to blame or credit, it's Robert. Because he could have stepped in the way and kept Brady if he wanted to. May have lost his coach, but he could have kept him. It's Robert's team. He signs the checks. He easily could have kept Tom Brady if he wanted to. He has final say. Robert does. So he deserves credit for making this move and taking the so take it. To stand up for it, stand up for what you believe, stand behind your decision. It's the right decision. Take credit for it. Don't run from blame from it.
That call to Stephen A is a really bad look.
Let's pick that up on the other side here on Felger Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub and NBC Sports Boston. Catch us all day. I know a lot of you are home, unfortunately. lot of your home. So catch us on the app, 98.5 The Sports Hub app and 98.5thesportshub.com. Felger and Mazz presented by DraftKings.
Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mazz.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mazz.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
15 seconds to go. No timeouts for the Pats. We don't know if they're the final 15 seconds in the Patriots' career of Tom Brady. But as he stands in the end zone out of the gun, this crowd letting him know how they feel. White to his right. Sanu in short motion with the right as Brady takes the snap. Drops back. Fires underneath for Sanu. Ball's tipped. Intercepted by Logan Ryan, who hops into the end zone. A pick six.
Is that fitting?
To end it. Here in the postseason with 9 seconds to go.
Brady, who threw a pick six last week against Miami, has back-to-back pick six games for the first time in his career.
I'm going to tell everyone right now that I believe Tom Brady's coming back to play. This is a guess.
Okay.
I think he's coming back to play. What I saw out of him, not only today, but when I watched him this year, he is not done. He needs help around him. Now, where he's going to play, is it here? Is it, that's whatever. I think he's coming back, and I think he's going to be very motivated to possibly show people
this will be a
that at that next stage, he's not done.
So that is how it ended for Tom Brady. It felt that way at the time. Felt like it could be that at the time. January 4th, wild card game against the Tennessee Titans at late pick six. And that's it. So that is it for Tom Brady as a member of the New England Patriots. It's Felger Mazz here, presented by DraftKings from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We continue with your reaction to that all day long. Real quick, before we go back to the phones, Mazz, a couple other deals that I think are comps to Brady have shaken out across the league. Drew Brees back to the Saints, 2 years, $50 million, $25 million a year. Phillip Rivers to the Colts on a one-year deal, $25 million a year. What should Brady get?
He'll get 30. And he'll get 2 years and 30. Maybe three. I don't know. But it'll be more akin to Brees than it would to Rivers. And it should be noted that with Brees, he took the same deal he had last time, even though the cap went.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.